Welcome to our live broadcast here in Stockholm, Sweden. My name is Sandra Estani Guatino, your host every Saturday here in Stockholm, Sweden. Brothers and sisters, today is another wonderful day, a beautiful day that the Father has made. Thank Him for the grace to be awake, to be alive in this time, this particular day. There must be a reason why He has allowed us to be alive, to breathe the air that He has given to us. Wherever you are, I want to take the time to appreciate all of you. Those of you who have been writing to us, those of you who have my contact addresses, thank you so much. And also those of you who have been commenting direct from the radio station website, thank you so much. Our website is still on hold, still on the making, so please be patient with us, and hopefully you'll be able to go back and listen to the uploaded messages later on, hopefully this week, by the grace of the Most High. I appreciate all of you for your patience all throughout these months for waiting. And I want to thank all of you who are listening here in Stockholm, Sweden. Please, if you're driving a car, it's slippery in the road, it's snow, a lot of snow. Make sure that you don't have your phones in your hand. Make sure you place your phones in a place where you can listen properly. And also you can tune onto Radio Seedvest 88.9. And you can also listen live from your radio station, your car radios, 88.9 FM, 88.9, and you can listen to us 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock here in Stockholm, Sweden, or within the Stockholm area, up the way to Södertälje and Uppsala. You can also listen up to Strängnäs, Eskilstuna. So may you drive carefully, please. Please, even if you want to listen to the word, drive carefully. And for those of you outside Sweden, in Africa, in the Americas, in the Oceanic, in the Australia, and in the Far East and the Near East and the Middle East, we want to take the time to appreciate all of you for joining us. Thank you for your prayers. We couldn't have done it without you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for another wonderful day. Thank you for this beautiful afternoon. Thank you for the air we breathe. Thank you for the daylight. Thank you that you preserved our lives. You kept us all throughout the night. You fought our battles. You helped us through even when we didn't deserve it. Father, we just want to thank you. It's not by our own making we woke up this morning, but by your grace and your love. And because there are purposes why we are still alive, Father. Thank you. We honor you. We give you all the glory. Father, this afternoon, I pray that you speak to your people, whoever is willing to listen, whoever is willing to open his or her heart to receive. Father, I pray that you speak to your people, wherever they are, raise them up, remind them of who they are, speak to their hearts, wake them up, Father, from the doubts and from the deceptions, that we all, Father, will acknowledge you for who you are. So thank you, Father, for the name of your Son, Desire, and for the Holy Spirit who is always guiding us. Thank you, Father, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit that reveals, encourages, heals us. Thank you, Father. In any way we speak error, have mercy and forgive us. This we ask in the name of your Son, Desire. Amen and amen and amen. I'm so grateful and thankful to the Father to be here today again. Today we're going to speak here from our brother from America, connecting to us, and please, I'm sure that the Father is speaking to many of you. Many of you, let us be awakened, let us be reignited again by the Spirit of the Father. And may the Word of God, may the Word of the Most High be planted in us in a way that we will only acknowledge Him and know Him for who He is. Hallelujah! You know. The people say Christ-like to be Christians, whoever they are, they call it Christ-like. It's a lifestyle. It is bigger than just going to churches. We have to be like the Father Himself. He said, I created man in my image, in our image, not on somebody's image, in His image. So let us come back to Him to be that. But before then, I want to play a very wonderful song. I pray that the Most High will bless you in this. Listen to it. It is. It said he, what he says. Hallelujah. Be blessed with it.
Ah, Jesus Christ, I cannot live without you. Righteous one, I cannot live without you. Holy one, I cannot live without you. If you leave me, I will die. If you leave me, I will suffer. Jesus Christ, I cannot live without you. Oh, someone, God, I cannot live without you. Holy one, I cannot live without you. If you leave me, I will die. If you leave me, I will suffer.
Reclams coming up. Very sorry for it, brothers and sisters. We continue with the song as it is. Hallelujah. Amen.
I cannot live without you. I just want, I cannot live without you. Holy one, oh, holy one, I cannot live without you.
If you leave me now,
if you leave me, I will die. If you leave me, I will suffer.
Jesus Christ, oh,
Jesus Christ, I cannot live without you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He says he will never leave us. That is his word. It's a musician, the gospel artist, G-U-C. The song says, what he says. He says he will never leave us. And you know, if we choose to walk away from the Father, this is what happens. It is written in his word. His word is yea and amen. Thank the Father for always standing with us. When he speaks, he keeps his word. What a wonderful worship song. You can go back and listen to it when you have time. It is called What He Says by Minister G.U.C. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us this beautiful afternoon again. My name is Sandra Estani Guadeno, your host every Saturday here in Stockholm, Sweden. I believe that today we're going to hear messages that brings changes to our lives, things that we really need to know. Brothers and sisters, you and I, we need the Father. We need the Father. Nobody on this earth breathing that doesn't have a need. We all, I just want to ask a question. Have you ever heard of a child who never had to be corrected? Is there anyone on this earth that has never been corrected by his or her father or mother? And today I want to talk about the Father. You and I, we need the Father's correction. We need to be corrected from our errors, our mistakes, our doubts, our unbelief and idolatry and whatever is making us, separating us from the Father. Yeah, people say that. Is there anything that the Father cannot forgive? He can forgive anything. But also the Bible makes us clearly that there are things that cannot be forgiven. When we lie or blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. But today I want to talk about, little before my brother will come online, I want to talk about being corrected. Correcting our ways, that the Father himself will come and correct our errors, our mistakes, all the way back to our first parents, our grandparents, great-great-grandparents, before our own generations back. And today we are standing on the same place, doing the same things like our first parents, and we need to be corrected. We need the Father to come and correct these errors in our life, our lifestyles and things that are keeping us far away from him, things that are not bringing glory to him. We see this circle of life, the same circle, everything going on. I hear people saying, oh, my father has cancer, therefore I have cancer. Maybe my children will have cancer. And there are people who go to do blood tests just to know that they don't have it because their parents have it. So we need to come to that place where we have to pray to the Father. Correct our errors. Correct our mistakes. Correct our health. Our marriages. The kind of people we have had, relationships and friends and our beliefs. And people go to different denominations and hearing different messages from different people. And people have been sent astray. People are going astray because they don't know the truth. The true people of the Most High don't even know who themselves are because somebody else have taught them something else. Religion have come into our lives that has been the greatest deception in the whole world. Religion being the greatest deception in the whole world. Driven people away from the true Messiah, from the true Yah, from our Father. People don't know who to call on to. People now are walking away from the truth. Once experienced the truth of the Father, now are turning back to spiritism or New Age or anything that doesn't give the Father glory. And so many prophecies given, and people don't know what to believe anymore. So we ourselves need to come before the Father and ask him, Father, correct my errors. Correct where I have gone wrong. Correct where I have not really listened to you, correct me, bring me back to the truth. The Father takes our mistakes, our errors, and he cultivates it. Cultivate good out of it. Many of us don't want to see our errors. Many of us don't want to be corrected. You see, the Father can heal any wound and he can forgive any mistake, any error. But we have to accept his grace and move forward with that identity that he has intended for you and I. We must fully embrace his correction, because that is part of our own training and our existence on this earth. For he is doing what any living father will do or does for his children, correcting. Correction sometimes is very hard. Correction sometimes is very difficult to accept. It's painful. It's the most painful thing that anyone can go through when you don't know what to do, when you are being corrected. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you today that let us go back to the Father and ask him to correct our ways, to redo, to change, to mold back the things that we have lost, the ways that we have gone far. He gave us a way to go, but we choose another way, just like the old prophet and the young prophet. His correction, it's a part of his evidence of his love. But my prayer for this day is that, Father, correct our errors. Bring us back to you. Heal us. Restore us. Restore us. Restore us. Once we accept this, or the things we have done wrong as nations, as people, seeking for his correction, he will allow us to go forward and he will bring healing. We can seek his help. We need to seek his help. Let it be our prayers. Let us go quickly to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 14, it says, "If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. And my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "If my people, whom I have called by my name," there are people called by his name, brothers and sisters. Everyone is not called by him, because the Bible says also, when Christ was talking about it, he said, "Many are called, but few are chosen." Many are called, but few are they that find the way. He didn't say all are called. He said many are called and few are chosen. Why would the Father want to choose a particular people? And he's speaking to these people, you and I, who are called by him, by his name. And many generations have gone and died without even talking about who they are, revealing themselves because of fear of people going to kill them, hang them. You forget who you are. You take on somebody's identity. It's like hearing when an African says that, "Oh, we Africans, we are cursed." No, we are not cursed. We are blessed. We are such a blessed people. Maybe not all Africans, I don't know. But when you know who you are, like the movie, the Lion King said, the father was saying to the son, "Remember who you are. looked in the water and showed him his face. Remember who you are. You are royalty. How is it possible that those who are called into the royalty have now become like slaves, walking as if they don't know who they are? They become like fatherless, homeless, no direction. And yet the Father is pleading with us. He's telling us, my people, called by my name, the only thing is being humble, repentance, acknowledge our evil ways, pray to him and he will correct our errors. The errors of our first parents, even in the days of Exodus, when they were moving, when they were taken out of Egypt, the errors of our first parents. So we really need to ask the Father, Father, are we not tired, brothers and sisters, to see the same cycle going on, being hated for who you are, being for your call or for whatever it is? Are you not tired of this? Being treated as not even as a fifth class in some nations. People see you, they just want to kill you. They just hate you for who you are. There has to be something that the Father has to correct in us. Let us go quickly to the book of Jeremiah 17, verse 14. I'm going quick. Brother, forgive me, you will soon talk. I just want to bring this to the people because we are forgetting who we are. Jeremiah 17 verse 14 says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Save me and I shall be praised, and thou shalt be praised. And let's go to the chapter 30 and verse 17. 30 and verse 17 says, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seek after. Hallelujah. The Most High people. I'm not talking of the political state of Israel. I'm talking of the real people called by the Father. Those are the people. Those are the people I'm talking to today. You know who you are. Maybe you don't know yet. It's time for you to go on your knees and pray to the Father to reveal your true person. And let us stop this thing of running into religion, labeling ourselves in different denominations, in different religious and religions. Jesus never came to preach religion. He fought with the religious people. He rebuked them. They know the word, but yet they don't know him. You and I will know him. What are we doing? We need to come to the place where he has to correct us. Correct our ways. We have to pray. So many things are we carrying. So many things pressing down on us. So many voices speaking these days. So many. So many things around our life. Is it our finances? Is it children? Is it marriage? Is it work? Is it health? How come people who don't even know him, they use the Most High's word for these people to enrich themselves, and yet those who are called by his name don't even know, are lacking behind? My people who are called by my name. And let's go to Jeremiah 15 quickly. Jeremiah chapter 15. Jeremiah chapter 15 verse, you can read from verse 1 if you want, all the way. And the Most High will bless you. I'm reading verse 19, it says. Verse 19 says, therefore thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the veil, thou shalt be as my mouth, and let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. Do not return to the ways that you lost your glory. Return back to me, and I will correct the ways back to the glory that I first gave to you and to your first parents. Brothers and sisters, there are many things in our life. We have been praying about this thing. Father, correct us. Correct our errors. Some people die going to the grave, knowing these things, living in pain, but don't know how to ask the Father to correct these things. Things have to be corrected in your life, in your bloodline, your children, your marriage, your businesses, the people you interact with. There has to be a correction. There has to be a change. When you have time, go read the whole of Jeremiah 15 from verse 1 to the end and hear what the Bible says. You can also read the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. You can also read the book of Hebrews chapter 12, where it says that, you know, the word of God is given to us for correction, for reproving, and for hope. Brother, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you very well. Hallelujah.
Right.
I am leaving the microphone to you. Yes.
All right. I just want to say thank you for having me today, and just want to salute the people that are listening, and I hope and pray that their hearts are soft and able to receive what comes for today. So today in the world, we see a lot going on in politics and just in the news and all kind of things going on. But one of the main issues that is concerning the Bible, the word of the Father, is Israel and the situation with Gaza, Palestine, the Palestinians and Israel. And, you know, there's a lot of debate going on about what's right or what's wrong. But what we need to do, as those who say we believe, the Bible, we didn't say we believe the Bible and believe the word of the Father. That's what we need to turn to.
Yes.
To find the true answers. And I wanted to read this scripture real quick from Romans chapter 3.
Yes.
Verse 1 through 4. And it says, what advantage then hath the Jew? This is when Paul was describing that anybody could come to salvation. But he's letting them know that the Jews, the true Jew, had not been cast off, and letting them know where their standing is with the Father. He said, what advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? He says, much in every way. Much in every way. Chiefly because that unto them, the Jew, the real Jew, were committed the oracles of God. The word of God was given unto them. It was committed unto them. And he says, well, what if some did not believe? Some of the Jews didn't believe. Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? He says, God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar.
Yes.
As it is written. And he says again, I'm going to repeat that. God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar.
Hallelujah.
And that means every man. Every man that speaks contrary to the word of the Father. Say, let them be a liar. So that means if every man on earth, every man, woman, on earth was speaking contrary to the word of God, then they are the liars, not the Most High God. Mm. So that's what we all need to focus in on, and you know, conform ourselves to the word, to what the Father says.
Mm.
So back to what I was saying. So there's this debate about Israel and Palestine. Well, first we need to understand what the scriptures say, and understand that the real Israel is not in Israel. Real Israel is scattered all about the earth, and they were taken into slavery years ago. They haven't really, there's a remnant that remain in Jerusalem, but since 70 AD, the real Jews were some were taken and some fled into Africa. A lot of them fled into Africa, and there's a lot of historical proof.
Yes,
there's people in Africa today who still follow the customs. They did DNA tests to show that these people are the real people.
Yes,
you know, and they live right there in Africa, and they just look. They look. The children of Ham also live in Africa, and the children of Israel, the children of Ham, they look alike.
Hmm.
They look alike, but you know, the Father divided the earth amongst the three sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And we're going to look at somebody today, and we're going to see, can we find the people over in political Israel today? We're going to see, can we find them here in the book? And then we're going to see if, you know, your heart is ready to receive that we should let God be true and every man be a liar.
That's it.
Because it's written right here in the book. If you will go to Genesis chapter 10. And I want you to pay attention to some of these names. And you will see, we're going to start with
Genesis chapter 10.
Genesis 10 verse 1.
Yes.
It said, now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And unto them were born sons after the flood, the sons of Japheth, Gomer and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshach, and Tyrus. If you look at the etymology, the origin of these words, you see these words, and you do the history, you'll see that these are European nations.
Hmm.
They're European nations. You will see Gomer, you will see a connection with Germany, you see Medan and Javan, you see a connection with Greece, you see Tubal and Meshach, you see a connection with Russia.
Hmm.
And then it says, and the sons of Gomer, so now it's talking about the grandsons of Japheth. So the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, and Rephath, and Togomer, and the sons of Javan, Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. And he said, by these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands, everyone after his tongue, after their families in their nations. You would see that when the Bible refers to Gentiles, it's talking about Europeans.
That's every time. It. That's it.
These European nations. Every time. And you see, let's go back up to verse 3, and the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz. Now, we got to focus right there. Ashkenaz. Where have we heard that before? Ashkenaz. Just think. It's the Ashkenazi Jews.
Hmm.
The people that live in political Israel today. They are Ashkenaz the Jews. They are sons of Japheth, sons of Gomer.
Hmm.
Ashkenazi Jews. They're not even hiding it.
Yeah, that's
it. They're the people, but they've taken on a name, Ashkenaz, that shows where they come from. they're telling you where they come from.
That's it.
Because when you look into the occultic and the satanic, you will see that they always have to tell you the truth, and they have to put it in plain sight. It's a rule. And those people they'll tell you that. They have to put it in plain sight, because if they don't, they have to give the public, they have to give the masses the truth, or these other beings will come and stop their plans. So by giving the truth, putting the truth in plain sight, that allows man to make a choice. So man can choose to just look at it and ignore it, or look at it and side with it, or look at it and be against it. So man has to make a choice. So they put it directly in your face, Ashkenazi. We're sons of Gomer. They're telling you directly to your face. We're sons of Gomer. But yet, they're claiming to be the real people. But if we go again, let's go to Genesis chapter 9, go a few verses up. And you will see verse 27. If you do a word search, you go to Strong's Concordance, you'll see it says, God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem. If you go read you look up the Strong's Concordance, you see the word enlarge there. And you will see what's really there is a word, a Hebrew word. I might not be pronouncing it right, but it's patois. And if you look at the definitions of it, it means to trick or deceive. And you say, what? Why would God trick or deceive? If you go to the book of Kings, and it may be repeated in Chronicles, it's been a while since I read it, but you'll see that the prophet had a vision, and he saw these spirits before the throne of the Father. And he says, who will go deceive Ahab? It may not be word for word, but he was telling who's going to go carry the work against Ahab.
Yes.
Because it's his time for the word to come pass, where for all of his evil works, the Father allowed him to be deceived. And a lion spirit came out before the Father and said, I will be a lion spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets. And the Father said, go, and you will prosper. So the lion spirit goes out, deceives Ahab into thinking, because remember, God is the Father of all spirits. Even the ones that rebel, he created them.
Yes.
So that they all have to report it. Remember in Job, it was time when the sons of God had to come before the Father, and he said, and Satan was among them.
Oh, yes.
So the spirits have to report before the Father. They have to come before him. So this one says, I'm going to go be a lion spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. So this is also why it's important for you to have your own relationship with the Father, because the spiritual realm ain't playing. We be playing games. We be slacking, being slothful, not taking our prayer life serious, you know, putting up so many other things before our relationship with the Father. But the spirit realm, they are not playing any games at all. They are very serious about what they're doing. So it's easy to be deceived if you're not on top of your prayer life, if you're not on top of seeking the Father diligently, not just one time and go away. You keep seeking until he answer, until he show you.
That's it.
So the lion spirit goes, and it tells him that all the prophets tell him, go. They tell Ahab, go, and you're going to prosper. Long story short, they leave. He calls in the real prophet that had the vision, told him, you're going to die today, and all of Israel are going to be scattered. You know, they're going to be without a shepherd. They're going to be without a king. So all those lion spirits, that this one man came and told the truth. All these spirit in the mouth of all these prophets, and one man came and told the truth, and they smacked him and put him, locked him away, But when it went, when Ahab went out to war, he died.
Oh yes.
Just like this one prophet said, the one prophet. Now these other 400 and some, whatever, however many prophets, lying. So it's easy to be deceived, but you also see, because of Ahab's wickedness, God allowed him to be deceived. So back to my point, why would God, you say, it says enlarge there. Now, you have to understand who chose this word to translate it. You know?
Yeah.
When I say these things, don't take it as, oh, you're racist or something. No, I'm telling you, the Europeans, you know that you run the world. You translated this. You put the English word there, enlarge. But when you researched the word, you saw that it really meant deceive. Because you put that word there because you knew you was going to be going all about the earth, taking territory. You knew it. So, and you knew that you had done it. Other people's lands. And for the season, it was your turn. God allowed it. He put the power in your hands. It's like he did with Nebuchadnezzar back in the day. But when you translated this in the Bible, you put enlarge there to say that God was allowing you to do it, to try to justify what you're doing. But at the same time, when you look at the word, it means to deceive. So because of what you were doing, God allows you to be deceived, just like with Ahab. And it says right here again, verse 27, God shall deceive Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem. What are we saying? We're saying that Japheth is the grandson, is the father of Gomer, and the grandfather of Ashkenaz. And right now, Ashkenaz has been deceived, and not just Ashkenaz. And he's dwelling in the tents of Shem. There's a lot of people who live in the Middle East right now who are descendants of Japheth. And they're right there in the Middle East, living there, dwelling in the tents of Shem. Because Shem territory was from the River Nile, the River Egypt, all the way over to India.
Yes, that's true. That's what is even in the Bible.
All the way over to India. So those some a lot of those people there, they're not Shemites. They're Japheth, dwelling in the tents of Shem. Now Shem, not all Shemites are the chosen people of Israel. Israel comes out of Shem.
Mm-hmm.
Israel comes out of Shem.
Yes.
So it's a lot of people who look just like Israel, but they're not the chosen people. Israel is the family. It's Jacob.
Jacob's
name
yeah.
was changed to Israel.
Hmm.
And his 12 sons became the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yes.
So I want to show one more proof to show that these Japheth, this is the book of Jasher, actually. So
Jasher, one of the lost books. Verse, yeah.
Uh-huh. And this book is, it may be in the, this one may be in the Catholic, the catechism. I'm not sure, but I know they have some of the lost books in their catechism. Some of the books that we don't have in the King James Version, they have them in their Bible, the Catholic Bible. They kept them in there. But chapter 10 and verse 6, it says, and the sons of Japheth, the son of Noah, went and built themselves cities in the places where they were scattered. This is after the flood. They called all their cities after their names, and the sons of Japheth were divided upon the face of the earth to many divisions and languages. And these are the sons of Japheth according to their families: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshach, and Tyrus. These are the children of Japheth according to their generations. And it starts naming some of these children. It's a lot of them, so I'm not going to go through all of them, but I want you to see that these are European nations. The children of Gomer, according to their cities, were the Frankum. What does that sound like? Everybody knows who the Frankum are.
France.
Who dwell in the land of France.
Yeah, France.
France.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. And if we jump down, he says, and the children of Togarmah are 10 families, and these are their names: Buzar, Parzunik, Balgat, Elkanam, ragbit, and it's more, but it says turkey. Now, what does that sound like? Turkey.
Yeah, turkey is there. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And if we jump down a little bit further, in the names, you see the families of Bulgaria. You see Bulgaria. The children of Javan are the Javanese, who dwell in the land of Macedonia, mm-hmm. Greece.
Isn't that where this guy came from, Alexander the Great or something?
Yes, he came from the land of Macedonia, Alexander the Great. So we see, and if you keep going, you see, and the children of Chittim are the Roman. So we see that these are clearly European nations, the children of Japheth, who have been deceived and dwelling in the tents of Shem.
You know,
which goes along, we go back and we point to it again so you don't forget. The sons of Gomer, the first one named, his first son is Ashkenaz. And these people are telling you they are Ashkenazi. They're converts. And it's Khazaria, Khazaria. If you go look it up, Khazaria. Anybody go look it up if you're really interested in the truth. Khazaria, and you will see a massive land of territory that they somehow, we never heard about it taught in school. It was erased from the map. Because these people are Khazarians. They're also known as Khazar. They came from a place called Khazar. They were the first, they were converts to Judaism. And this is how you see, you get the name Ashkenazi Jew. But they'll tell you, some of them will tell you, oh, it's not a race, we're a religion. But yet you see them, if it's just a religion, then how come they discriminate against others who try to come and be a part of it in that land? The Ethiopians that they know, there's Ethiopians that came from the lineage of Solomon. They know they are connected to him, but yet they bring them there and they sterilize the people. They sterilize the women so they can't reproduce. Now, if they're the same people, why are you doing this to your own people? If they're the same people, but we know they're not the same people. I mean, just looking at them, you see they're not the same people.
So, I'm just thinking, is it that the people who are preaching the gospel, theologians and people who have been preaching, do the preachers really know these stories, these histories? Do they really know? Because sometimes I hear my own people calling themselves the Gentiles. I mean, they can say the Gentiles are unbelievers. Yes, they are the Athens. But it pains me to know that we have the knowledge of who the true God is, our Father, but yet we choose other things. It's as if it's idolatry. Isn't this the same reason why the Most High scattered the people to all over the world? The same things?
Yes.
Was it because of abortions was it because of doing things? But it was because of posted idolatry, worshipping other gods, which other people brought to them.
You know, well, the abortions, of course, they back then was sacrificing to Moloch.
Yes, throwing babies to Moloch. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So these are the reasons we scattered. But it says also Genesis 28:68, people 64-68. Genesis 28:64-68, and you'll see that I'm not going to go there, but it tells about that the children of Israel will be sent into Mizraim, which is the house of bondage, by ships.
By ships, yes.
They put Egypt there. But we know Egypt is the Greek word, Egyptos, that the Greeks came up with. But they called them, in the beginning, they were called Mizraim. And for the Jews, they were the house of, called the house of bondage, the house of slavery. So you'll be sent into slavery again by ships scattered into the four corners of the earth. Now, we all know the family transatlantic slave trade. The reason that it seemed like black people, I guess you could say, especially in America, would not let slavery go is because God won't let it go. Because what was done, the nations will be judged, not just for the slavery. We were sent into slavery because of our sins.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to read real quick. But the treatment, the way you treated the people. He said, I gave my heritage into your hands and you showed them no mercy. This is what the Father said.
Yes, in the Bible.
He said, you showed them no mercy.
So
later on, you know, I'll go into more detail when we have more time. But if I may read this scripture real quick. Jeremiah. The Father promised to gather his people from all over the, from the places.
Yes.
Jeremiah 23.
Jeremiah 23 and 2.
It says, therefore, thus said the Lord God of Israel against the pastors who feed my people. You have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, said the Lord. And he says, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries whither I have driven them. And I will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them. And they shall fear no more, nor obedience made, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and the king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, therefore, that whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. The Lord our righteousness. And he says, listen to this. Therefore, behold, the days come, said the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord lives, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. He said, they will no more say this. We still preaching that today about children of Israel coming out of Egypt. He said, they will no more say it. But he says, but the Lord lives, which brought up, and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all the countries whither I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. And he goes into a little bit more detail in another verse. We don't have time to go, but he says, he starts naming the different parts where he's bringing them from. So all over the world, scattered. In Deuteronomy 28:68. If I said it wrong earlier, please forgive me. Deuteronomy 28, verse 64 through 68. Deuteronomy 28, verse 64 through 68. That's what you're talking about, scattering them in the ships. And then one more is Ezekiel 36.
Ezekiel 36, yeah.
I'll be done. 36. Let's go 22.
Yes. It says, therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thou sayest the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathens, where you went.
Keep reading.
And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathens, which you have profaned in the midst of them, and the hating shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the hatings and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols, which I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my commandments, my judgments, and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your Yah. Should I continue?
If you would go down to verse 36.
Then the Hethin that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Should I continue?
For time's sake, I will. But for time's sake, there's another scripture here in Ezekiel as well. It says, the heathen will also know that Israel was sent into slavery because of their sins. Meaning they will understand and know that the slavery happened to these people because of their sins.
Yes.
Now, why is it going to be such a big deal for them to know? Because we are those people that were sent into slavery.
Yes.
It's going to be a big deal for the heathen to know that.
Hmm.
You know, but as it stands, right, the state of Israel, the Ashkenazi Jews, yes, they suffered the Holocaust. Yes. However, they were never sent into slavery.
Hmm.
There's only one people that we know, the world knows. They look at us like a slave. Jeremiah said, is Israel a homeborn slave? Was he born just to be a slave?
No way.
Because of all the slavery we've been through.
Hmm.
But anyway, I'll hand it back to you since I know time.
Wow.
Of the essence.
Yes. Thank you so much. You know, brothers and sisters, we really need to ask the Spirit to direct us the way. This Bible, this book, it's our history. I don't know whoever you are, for all the black people and white people, this is the history for the Most High people. Not for the people that many people are running into, praying for and running into. Yes, pray for people. But you need to know who you are, your history. Your history. No wonder it says that anybody who add onto this, he will add punishment. Anybody who subtract. Oh my God. You know, brother, thank you for revealing this. You know, many of us have been reading the book of Genesis, but never gone into read those chapters that we have seen. It's as if those chapters was hidden from people. So you don't hear people preaching about these things, talking about these things. Know your history, know your life, know who you are. In that you will understand. And that's why when I started, I said that we need the Father to correct our errors. We need to be corrected. We need to be changed. We need to be restored back to the original plan. This gospel, this message. Yes, Christ came for. Even the Bible makes it clear that when the Caiaphas, the Pharisee, the high priest, was talking about how Christ should die for the nation, and he also said he should also die. His death will bring the gathering of the Most High children who are in diaspora. We have been dispersed. That's what he says. Christ coming also is to bring us back to the true knowledge of who our Father is, his plan for us. But even now, we feel like, people feel like many are not even believing. Even when things are happening in front of us, we're still bowing down to the same things that are taking us away from the Father. So please, brothers and sisters, why this topic is being taught today was not planned. But we need to come back. Let him correct us. Our mistakes, our errors, our beliefs, putting faith in somebody's religion, somebody tell us things to do, our kings of those days and our nations bow down to these things and lost everything. So let us come back again to the Father. He corrects those he loves. That's what he says. He doesn't correct you because he hates you. He corrects those he loves. And his correction is evidence of his love, like I said. He is willing to restore his people. But it takes we have to come to the place of acknowledgement. We have to come to the place of acknowledgement. You could be one, you could be two, you could be your family, going on your knees and beg and saying to the Father, Father, we acknowledge you. Forgive us for worshiping the wrong things, listening to the lies. Brother, when he talked about this thing with the enlarging the coast, enlarging the tent of the Japheth, in some of the Bibles, actually it says destroy. The same thing also when you read the book of when Isaac was blessing is it Jacob and Esau? Yeah. When Esau came, in the King James here you will see that he blessed him, but in the original Bible he says that he never blessed Esau. He had nothing to give to Esau. Esau was not blessed. So we have to know the word and open the scriptures and ask the Father, the Spirit that reveals the truth. The Spirit that reveals the truth of who the Father is, the Word. Let Him reveal the truth to you. Because brothers and sisters, I've been in a place where somebody's been preaching and I heard the Spirit says, that is not my Word. That is not my Word. And that's where we have to come to Father. Whatever message we are listening to, is this your word? Is it you speaking? Like the spirit, the spirit that was the lion spirit that was speaking to Ahab. He told him, yeah, you're going to win the war, go. But Ahab died. When the true prophet told him, no, you would die like this. So we have to come to that place. Let the Father correct our mind. We talk about mindset and changing our imaginations, the way we think, with the way we thought. It's not about I must get money today, therefore I must put my mind that way. It's knowing first who you are. Why am I here? What is my purpose? Why am I calling to this world? But you can't do anything if you don't know who you are. If you forget who you are. So I pray the Father to really help us in the errors we have walked, in the lies and deceptions we have entered. Separate us from such things and heal us. Restore us back to His original plan. And give us the eyes to see and the heart to receive and the ears to hear when He speaks. So we don't only follow somebody else's teachings who's coming to give us lies, but to follow the teaching of the Spirit as it is in His Word. Thank you, brother, for really sharing this. Many people have been reading the Bible. They have not seen this thing. I think for some, it might sound offensive, but it's better to go read the Bible and see what it says. Jesus said that many will be offended. When I return, would I find faith? He said, many will be offended for my name's sake. People are offended. Families are splitted because of this war going on between political state Israel and Hamas. People are taking sides because they don't know history. They've not read the Bible. Somebody else is prophesying to them, teaching them, telling them, angel said this, angel said that. And yet, this book is there to tell you. Open the scriptures, the different Bibles, and hear what God is giving to each and every one of us. I'm going to end here today. I pray the Father to bless you, to really touch your heart. Let it not be my word. Let it be Him that touches your heart, wherever you are listening from. If you're offended, it's between you and God. And I think that this opens new things. It's not opening wounds. It is opening our enlightenment. The knowledge of who He is. Who you are. That's where you start. You cannot go and say, I'm the son of a king, when you don't even know if your father is a king. You can't just walk in there. and say, well, I'm the one to take the throne because my father was the king here. Did you know your father? No. Do you know if he was a king? Was that his seat? So thank you for opening this thing to us. It's really amazing. Even myself, I haven't read that portion that way. You know, it just opened new thing to me. But thank you so much. We'll see you next week, Saturday. May the Most High bless you and keep you. Please be patient with our website. It's going to come up soon. You can go back and listen to the messages. Even this one of today, you can listen to it. Hopefully, it will be on this week and it will be uploaded. So may the Most High bless you and keep you. For those who have need for healing, may the Father heal you. May the Father bring the Spirit of Truth into your life, the Holy Spirit. And may He give you peace in what you've had today. May He give you divine peace in your heart, in your body, in your soul. Hallelujah. Amen.